This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. And I believe we're at part 12 of Being Like Christ in our current series. And we turn to Scripture now. If you've got your Bible, I would love you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the second letter of Paul's letter to the Corinthians, to the Corinthian church, and chapter 3. And we're going to start at verse 16. It says this. Paul is saying this in his letter. He says, "But whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit. And whatever the Spirit of Lord, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Let me just reiterate that. "But whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. That's huge. And it actually closes out chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians. Now, when Paul wrote his letters to the Corinthian church, certainly in 1 Corinthians, he is correcting the church because they get into all sorts of bad practices. They're all over the place. You know, it makes me think back to when I was an actor and I would be in a play and we'd be on stage and we would have rehearsed for 3 or 4 weeks and we finally get to do the show. And as we do the show, it goes very well, night after night after night. Then the director comes back to see it, maybe 3 or 4 weeks later, and looks at it, and he cannot see any part of what he directed. Because as actors, we have all changed. We have evolved it. We've done something different. We've tried to do this or tried to do that and to see if that would work. So we've taken no notice of the director. And the director would then call a rehearsal and say, "No, you've got to sort this out. That is not what we put on the stage." And it's the same with Paul here as he's talking to the Corinthian church. He has laid it out to them, chapter and verse, what they must do, how they must live, where they must go, etc. And he comes back to visit, only to find that they're all over the place. They are all over the place. And Paul says this to us today. Because we have had the veil lifted, because we have given our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, that veil has been lifted. And this is exciting. Because now we can see with clarity. "For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." So why is it? Why is it that we don't live in freedom? Why is it that we are barraged? Why is it that we are attacked? Why is it that we do not see the freedom? Why is it that we take no notice of that freedom that Paul is talking about in 2 Corinthians? Because the veil has been lifted from our eyes. We know the truth. Yet what do? we slip into our bad ways. We slip back, just like the Corinthian church did. They got into all sorts of bad practices because they weren't getting the correct teaching, because they weren't hearing from God, because they turned their face away from Almighty God and didn't keep their face firmly fixed to Him. Because when we keep our faces firmly fixed to our Lord Jesus, then we can live in freedom. I often receive emails from people right across the globe, and they are saying the same things over and over again, and I don't mind. I love praying for them. What I'm saying is they are saying the same things. Oh, I've got no money. I've got a problem with finances. I've got a legal issue here. I don't know how to deal with it. I can't pay the mortgage. I don't have a job. All of these sort of issues. And yet, why are we not seeing that when the veil is lifted from our eyes, why are we not seeing the freedom that is there? And it's not beyond our reach. That freedom is there to be grabbed hold of. Paul says, there is freedom. He doesn't say, there could be freedom if. He doesn't say, there might be freedom if you were to go to church 3 times on a Sunday and if you were to pray 5 times a day. He doesn't say that. What he says is this. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, watch, there is freedom. It is a freedom that we need to grab with both hands. It is a freedom that we are not offered. It's a fait accompli. In other words, once we have given our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted Him as our Lord and Savior, the freedom is there. It's right in front of us. Are we going to take it? Or are we going to look to our left or to our right and see something that is more attractive? That, beloved, is what many times, oftentimes, we do. Because the freedom is there in front of us, but we see something to the left or right that is more attractive. We might well see more attractive nature in a bottle of whiskey. We might look to the right and see that gambling is more attractive than the freedom that Jesus is offering through His Holy Spirit. We might realize that sin that we continually do is more attractive, because actually we don't realize this, that more attractive sin is holding us in bondage. And that bondage, we are then blinded by the freedom that is in front of us. And all we need to do to gain that freedom is to look toward Jesus and say, Lord, come again into my heart and make me a brand new person. And I promise you, Father, I will follow you for the rest of my life. And when we say that, when we recommit our hearts to Christ, that freedom then is visible again through the power of the Holy Spirit. Do I get an amen? It's incredible. That freedom is amazing. No more locked in depression. No more trapped by a sin. But there lies the freedom, because the veil has been lifted. Whether you like it or not, the veil has been lifted, and it is up to you to open your eyes and to look. It is open to me to open my eyes and to see the truth, because it's there, right in front of me. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. Wouldn't you love that? Wouldn't you like to know that that is your legacy, if you will? That by giving your heart to Jesus, you can turn to him and you can be transformed into his image and you can become more and more and more like him every day. For I can tell you, beloved, that is what is happening to me. That is what is happening to me after I preached a word on transforming the mind. Many weeks ago now, the Lord has been transforming the way I think, because it's important. And what he is doing for you now is he is saying, beloved, do you want that freedom? If you want that freedom, I need you to say yes and amen. I want you to pray with me now. And what we're going to do, all of us corporately together, we're going to recommit our hearts to Christ. And as we do that, that freedom is there in front of us. It is there for us to walk toward and to live in. Living in the freedom of our Lord Jesus Christ. As he transforms us more and more like him, and we are changed into his glorious image. Pray with me now. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the power in your word. Lord God Almighty, I ask you to come into my heart once again. Live inside my heart, Lord. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. And Lord God, I will step into the freedom which is your glorious image. And I promise you, Lord, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you for saving me. And I give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your holy name, Lord. And I say, I love you. And I always will. World without end. You are my Father. Let me step into your freedom now, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.